The Marco Polo fire that killed three has again put our attention on buildings without interior sprinklers. But could there be a backlash for the industry that was about to celebrate a new law prohibiting counties from requiring sprinklers in a single-family home or duplex? Civil Beat reporter Anita Hofschneider joins us now with a reality check. Hi, Anita.
Aloha, Bethann. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. But, you know, this seems to be such an ironic situation that on Friday, this invitation for this BIA gathering was released, and then we had this fire.
Yes, exactly. It was very sadly ironic. Around 12:30, the Building Industry Association of Hawaii sent out an invitation inviting its members and supporters to a pauhana in a couple weeks to celebrate a bill that passed the legislature this year. And within hours, as you know, the Marco Polo fire started and three people were killed.
So specifically, what would that bill do, or the bill that became law?
So the bill extends a prohibition on counties from requiring single-family homes to install sprinklers. And it relates to a law that was passed in 2012. Around that time, nationally, there was a movement to require new single-family homes to install sprinklers. And states like California and Maryland and Washington, D.C. were taking it up. And that's when the Building Industry of Hawaii convinced the legislature that this would be a bad idea here because of the high cost of housing and the high cost of installing those sprinklers. And so that law was actually set to expire this summer, but the new bill, Senate Bill 611, extends it for another 10 years.
As that is happening, we now have the bill that Mayor Caldwell has introduced that would require residential high-rises that are larger than 75 feet to include those sprinkler systems. Are these two ideas now going to become in greater conflict with each other?
Well, you know, the bill that passed the legislature this year, it's important to emphasize that it deals specifically with single-family homes or duplexes. So its passage doesn't have any impact on whether or not apartments like Marco Polo have sprinklers or not. But what's interesting is that the arguments both for and against the bill that were considered this year at session are very similar to the arguments that are bound to come up in the council related to the mayor's bill. And the main question is whether or not the potential loss of life is worth the cost of sprinklers and how they may add to already high cost of housing in Hawaii.
And yet, you know, some would say, well, we have the same issues concerning single-family homes and duplexes if you have a fire and there's going to be potential loss of life. And we've seen some of those fires in Hawaii recent history. As you look at this whole idea now of what may or may not be required, what comes next with the building industry?
Well, the Building Industry Association, as you mentioned, canceled that pauhana. And, you know, when I spoke to them the other day, they said that they are deeply saddened by the loss of life at Marco Polo. But they did say they believe that it should be up to condo associations themselves whether or not they want to add sprinklers. And, you know, they disagree with the idea of a mandate that Mayor Caldwell is proposing. So there's bound to be a lot more debate to come.
And that means we'll have some more conversations about this. Certainly, we're going to talk about that this week on Town Square. Thanks very much, Anita.
Thank you for having me.
Every day, we bring you a reality check from civilbeat.org. Today, featuring reporter Anita Hofschneider.